Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It's been a pretty exciting day today. Of course, it is the special election voting day today. Also, April Fool's Day. Have anybody pull tricks on you today, Austin?
I had a couple coworkers in a group chat try, but they already revealed it was pranks before I responded.
All right. So that was going on. And also, very exciting. What I did today, something I just wanted to get a lay of the land, if you will. Drove around to different precincts, voting precincts, to see if there were lines and really how engaged the voters were today. Very busy day, especially on the Democrat side. I got to tell you this, the lay of the land says, well, I was watching Gay Valamont's ground game. Pretty good. Pretty good. Very, very visible. And she is right out there. So we're going to be joining our good friend, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, Robert Bender, in just a minute here. We're going to get you updated in terms of how things are going at the polls and what we could expect. But he will join us in just a minute. But first, let me go ahead and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, here you go. Break out your dance and shoes. The summer concert series is back. Bands of the Beach. Tonight with Christy D and the Bad Juju. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage at 7. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Just leave Fido and the pets and glass at home. Governor DeSantis has unveiled a plan to provide direct property tax relief to approximately 5.1 million Florida homeowners. The new rebate will average about $1,000 for each homesteaded property. Look for those checks in December. And, of course, today voting, folks heading to the polls to elect a new representative to replace Matt Gaetz. Race features Republican Jimmy Patronis, Florida's outgoing CFO and Democrat Gay Valamont, and no party candidate Stephen Brodin. Remember this, polls closing at 7 this evening.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All righty. Rick Scott has an idea that he says will protect American citrus producers. You may have heard us talking about this a little bit yesterday. He introduced a bill saying that he wants to ban citrus imports from China and says the U.S. Citrus Protection Act will protect American jobs, ensure the integrity of domestic agriculture, and reduce our reliance on goods produced by regimes that pose a threat to us. And Florida Congressman Greg Stube, of course, backing a similar bill in the House.
413 News Radio 92.3. Before we welcome Robert Bender into the studio and to talk to him. We are talking elections today, and Florida's voters heading to those polls, two special elections in the state. Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
Here in Daytona Beach, the race is between the Republican state Senate candidate Randy Fine and Democrat Josh Wheel, who's a teacher. Fine is trying to win the seat Trump National Security Advisor Mike Waltz won back in November. It's a district also the president carried by nearly 30 points. And a month ago, no one thought that this race would be close. Both candidates are trying to tie their fates to the national debate. In the Florida first, the western panhandle of the state, Florida financial officer Jimmy Patronis facing off against Democratic gun control activist Gay Valamont. Now, this is a district, of course, that was a Republican. Republicans had just a few months ago when Matt Gaetz was representing it. He stepped down in hopes of becoming the attorney general.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Right now, we've just got congestion in the usual spots on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, so on and so forth. But we do have some serious issues on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound, passing Dog Track Road, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, tonight's low is going to be 69. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 70.
415 News Radio 92.3. Today, voters casting those votes to fill Florida's first congressional district. Polls open until 7 this evening. Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, in this afternoon. Let's discuss today's turnout numbers.
Well, I'd say all day it's been great. It's great to see everybody coming out for the polls. So we've had 17,800 voters vote today. And combine that with the 40,000 that we'd already had vote either vote by mail or by early vote, that is putting us well over 27% turnout for the election so far. We went into the day at 18.5% turnout.
Any surprises today?
Oh, well, I think it's what we've seen in early voting. You know, it's always hard to predict the turnout for a special election. The last one we did in 2003 for the same congressional seat district on the general election, we had 17% turnout. So back then we had 177,000 registered voters. We now have 220, but we only turned out 30,000 for that election. So to look at it and think that we had already hit that percent turnout before Election Day shows the interest that the voters have taken with this race.
You know, I was just thinking, as I look out our studio window at this beautiful afternoon going for us, do you think the weather had anything to do with good turnout?
It always helps. But, you know, I think I was predicting more, you know, weeks ago that we would see turnout similar to the primary that we had in August of 24%. And for that election, we only had 13,000 early voters. This last week, we had over 25,500. And so we could definitely see that there was more turnout than what we were expecting, which, again, I would say Escambia County is leading the area over the other counties in terms of percent turnout. And so it's definitely, I think Escambia County has something they want to say.
Has the Democratic turnout been surprising today?
I would definitely say they're turning out in higher percentage numbers than the Democrats. I have not looked at it today, but as of yesterday, you had about 25% of the registered Democrats had turned out compared to 18% of the registered Republicans. So you're definitely having a higher percentage of Democratic turnout, but there is a 40,000 vote advantage to the registered Republicans over Democrats. So, but definitely the Democrats are turning out strong for the special election.
You know, I had the opportunity to drive around a little bit earlier today, different polling locations to kind of gauge if there were lines or things like that. One thing I was pretty impressed with was Gay Valmont's ground game here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She covered her bases pretty well.
Yes, I mean, I know they were having you know, a dozen plus events daily going into this. They had people at the early vote sites. There was a big event on Saturday that they were busing people to one of our locations. So they have definitely turned out for this election.
So will we go through the same procedure tonight? Polls close at 7, and then by 7:30 we'll know what happened.
Hopefully within a few minutes after the polls closing at 7 o'clock, we'll have those first 40,000 votes, just, you know, the results announced. And that's those early votes and the vote by mails. And then we'll update the result page as the precincts start reporting their results. For the last few elections, by 7:35, we've had almost, you know, 95% of the precincts reporting by 7:35. So we should know within the 8 o'clock hour a good indication of the winner for Escambia County.
You know, I'm pretty concerned about our good friends up in the center area. They've changed their voting location. They've moved, actually relocated to the Billy G. Ward Courthouse on North Century Boulevard.
So it actually helps. 2 weeks ago, we had a special election in Century, and we used the Billy G. Ward Courthouse. It's also what we use for early voting. So the voters up there are very familiar with using that, the Billy G. Ward Courthouse, as a voting location. But just as we do with any temporary location or a permanent change, the voters get notified. In the case of Century, it was a permanent change, so they were sent new voter information cards. We have signs up that indicate that. And again, we just had a special election there 2 weeks ago, letting them know that. And they used the courthouse, so they were aware. Other temporary locations that we're using today, Precinct 98, as with any temporary location, we have to send a letter out to the voters between the 30th and the 14th day before the election. So we did that. We also sample ballots for any temporary location, included the temporary polling site. We do ads. You know, the P&J had a full-page ad of all the precincts. If it's moved recently, as it is in the case of 98 or Century, those were bolded to let the voters, you know, draw attention that the location had changed. And then also with all of our press releases, We usually include something about temporary location.
Okay, Robert Bender, Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, in with us this afternoon, and we thank him for his time today.
Absolutely. 420 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with a bit of a deeper dive into your state headlines, along with some national notes for you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer Event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insec. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Insec Pest and Lawn. There we are. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insec today. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, very similar, high of 77, low of 70.
Okay, Governor DeSantis says Floridians want a reduction in homeowners' property taxes as the house sales tax proposal should be swapped for a one-time tax break for homesteaded property owners. He said in November 2026, voters will choose to eliminate property taxes or increase the homestead exemption. And Space Tech, we kind of led up to it last night. The launch, of course. They launched the rocket from the Cape at Launch Pad 39A. That's a very iconic launch pad. But everything seems to be going pretty well about this historic mission. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reports from Cape Canaveral.
They will be exploring the North and South Poles in orbit for the first time ever. Now, this private space flight was paid for by Chinese cryptocurrency billionaire Chun Wang, who invited three friends he met while exploring the polar regions by land. How much he paid is unknown. Now, the capsule will not hook up to the International Space Station, but will orbit around the Earth, flying from the North Pole to the South Pole in less than an hour. They will be the first humans to view the poles from the lower Earth orbit, giving them a truly unique view from space.
And Governor Ron DeSantis signing a death warrant for quadruple murderer Jeffrey Hutchinson. He's the man who killed his girlfriend and her three children back in 1998, and the warrant sets his execution for May 1st at Florida State Prison. His attorneys are expected to challenge the decision.
Okay, voters here in Florida deciding if Republicans increase or decrease their majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. Here's Eben Brown.
There are currently four vacant seats in the U.S. House. Two are from Florida, previously held by Republicans, and special elections today will decide whether or not the GOP can keep them. Florida's first congressional district was once held by Matt Gaetz, who resigned amidst an ethics investigation when nominated to be Attorney General for President Trump. Florida's 6th congressional district was held by Michael Waltz, now serving as the president's national security advisor. If Republicans keep these seats, they will hold their already slim majority, but losing them puts their control of the House in peril. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
427 News Radio 92.3 Stocks Indy Mix today. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks kicking off the new trading month and quarter mixed as investors await President Trump's plans on tariffs, which will be revealed on Wednesday afternoon. Investors worry that tariffs will fuel inflation and hurt economic growth. Shares of automakers were mixed ahead of President Trump's Liberation Day, and shares of Tesla popped 4%. On Wednesday, the EV maker will release its first quarter delivery figures. Tesla ended the first quarter down 36% for its worst first quarter on record. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Visa. The Dow falling 12 points. The Nasdaq up 151. S&P 500 up 21. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Still plenty of open jobs in the latest job report, though fewer than a year ago. Jenny Casala has the numbers.
There's a sign the job market held up but continued to cool on the last business day of February. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.56 million openings. The number is down by 877,000 from a year ago. Job openings decreased in finance and insurance. Hires and total separations came in at 5.4 million and 5.3 million. Separations increased in state and local government education, and federal government separations increased. The monthly employment report for March is released on Friday. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the Justice Department will seek the death penalty for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi said today that she has ordered federal prosecutors to seek the penalty. Mangione allegedly shot and killed Brian Thompson on a New York City sidewalk in December. Bondi called the killing a premeditated, cold-blooded assassination that shocked America.
I like this story. Courtships between alligators underway. Yes, love is in the air, and you might spot alligators on the move as they search for the ultimate mate. Alligators can be found in all 67 Florida counties. In Florida, there's an estimated 1.3 million alligators.
My goodness.
Chomp, chomp.
And April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is teaming up with officers across the nation for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Put the Phone Away or Pay campaign. The campaign runs from April 7th to April 14th and will specifically be focused on distracted driving enforcement.
Hey, the city of Gulf Breeze working to unveil a project that was delayed due to construction on the 3 Mile Bridge, Wayside Park, set to open later this year. With a brand new look by the summer, last month the city asked the public to weigh in on the name name change of that park to fit the long-awaited reopening. By the way, they plan to reopen that park in June.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump is preparing for what he calls Liberation Day tomorrow, planning to impose sweeping tariffs on imports from several nations.
President Trump spent the day with his trade and tariff advisors ahead of a long-promised tariff announcement.
Perfecting it to make sure this is a perfect deal for the American people and the American worker.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says placing new charges on foreign imports will usher in a golden age.
Critics say the import taxes will lead to price spikes and create a rift with allies. House Republicans divided over a so-called proxy voting bill. GOP Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna pushing the measure to allow new members to vote remotely despite opposition from party leadership.
The body has decided that parents deserve a voice in Washington.
A handful of Republicans voting with Democrats to clear a procedural hurdle. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at ending ticket price gouging for live entertainment events. The order aims to uphold price transparency throughout all stages of the ticket buying process for American consumers. Airline shares dipped further today as concerns over weaker than expected travel demand amid looming tariffs and a sharp drop in consumer confidence continue to bog down that sector, according to CNBC. A bankruptcy judge is once again rejecting Johnson & Johnson's $10 billion proposal to end tens of thousands of lawsuits alleging its talcum products cause ovarian cancer. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling 11 points, the S&P 500 added 21, and the NASDAQ was up by 150. U.S. crude oil futures for May are down slightly, sitting above $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. We're 23 days away from the first round of the 2025 NFL Draft. And right now, here's how I see the first five picks playing on out. I have the Titans taking Cam Ward at 1, then the Browns going with Travis Hunter at 2, with the Giants taking Shedeur Sanders at 3, then the Patriots selecting Abdul Carter at 4, and Mason Graham will round up the top five of the draft, starting his NFL journey with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Zach Gelb.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott. spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Elton sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about Governor DeSantis's counterproposal to the House's offer to cut sales tax by 0.75% for $5 billion. He wants to give all homeowners about a $1,000 check. 5 million homeowners, $5 billion. Who's going to get credit for their big tax giveaway? We'll see. And, of course, a lot of discussion of President Trump's wild executive order eliminating time zones, creating American Standard Time. You can read all about it on our Facebook page or listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I used to love a man, leave him. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom.
437, News Radio 92.3, a little bit of good music coming for you this afternoon.
Good variety, hey, yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate that. Let's go ahead and take care of the top trending stories, the three top trending stories for the afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 65 nonprofits along with the U.S. Navy and U.S. Air Force will provide free resources at the Fred Levin Way Fest, a celebration of giving. That event scheduled 11 a.m. April 13th near the intersection of Palafox and Government Streets and honors Fred Levin. He was a great guy who passed away in January 2021. PD officers arresting Marshrina Betts after ShotSpotter identified that gunshots had been fired Sunday morning. Officers said they were alerted to the shooting after Betts fired a handgun at a tire on a vehicle. She's charged with aggravated assault, possession of cocaine, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and firing a weapon in public and possession of marijuana. All right. Florida's new immigration advisory panel is asking President Trump to sign more executive orders. That move will allow state law enforcement to expedite the removal of undocumented immigrants, including those who do not have removal orders or criminal records.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
We told you yesterday that we've got a new segment going on leading up to and throughout this Blue Wahoo season. We got Eric Bramer giving us daily Wahoos updates, and here's today's for you now.
Hey, everybody. This is Pensacola Blue Wahoos broadcaster Eric Bramer with your Wahoos update. This is Tuesday. An opening day of the 2025 Blue Wahoo season is Friday, as we welcome in the Biloxi Shuckers to begin a season-opening 9-game homestand. Limited seats are still available for that Friday game, but they are going fast. If you want to enjoy a seat rather than a standing-room-only ticket, you'll want to get your tickets before they're gone. And if you do plan to arrive on Friday, arrive early. Gates open at 5, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a Blue Wahoos trucker cap presented by Landrum. If you can't wait until Friday, you can stop by the ballpark on Thursday from 6 to 7:30. We'll have a free open practice, which will allow you to get a sneak peek at our 2025 team, check out some new merch in the Goatees Bait and Tackle Team store, check out our new Circle K Corner grab-and-go concession stand, and pick up your unlimited popcorn bucket or soda cup if you've made those purchases. It'll all make Friday a little bit easier for you. We hope to see you at the ballpark either Thursday or Friday, and of course, all season long, go to BlueWahoos.com for ticket information.
Okay, AF 438. Boy, time's slipping by this afternoon. Thanks for having us on News Radio 92.3. New rule changes are coming to the NFL in the 2025 season. Jared Max has more on the story.
No longer will NFL teams lose games in overtime because their opponent scored a touchdown on the opening drive. NFL team owners voted Tuesday to change the rules for the regular season to be more like overtime in the playoffs. Even if the team that receives the kickoff in OT scores a touchdown, its opponent will still get one possession to try to score a touchdown and continue the game. Regular season overtime will remain 10 minutes, opposed to 15 in the playoffs. With hopes to increase kick returns by 60 to 70%, any touchback on a kickoff will place the ball at the 35-yard line, not the 30. The tush-push play, still in the game. The push to ban it has been tabled for further discussion. Replay assistants will have more power, though will not be able to initiate any penalties that went uncalled on the field. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the women's Final Four field is set. UConn and Texas punched their tickets to the next round with wins last night. The second-seeded Huskies knocked off top-seeded USC 78-64. That is their 24th Final Four appearance in school history, made official. And meanwhile, the Longhorns top TCU 58-47 to move on. UConn meeting UCLA on Friday in Tampa, and Texas taking on South Carolina in the other Final Four matchup.
Okay, while we're discussing rule changes in NFL for this season coming up, controversial NFL play could be on the chopping block today. Jer Max back to explain.
What's become the most widely known name for an NFL play, the tush push, could get pushed out of the NFL next season. NFL team owners, general managers, and head coaches are meeting this week in West Palm Beach, Florida for the annual league meetings. Rule changes for next season getting voted on, like whether or not to allow use of the tush push, executed best to precision by the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and the Buffalo Bills, who have been able to gain minimal ground when needed for touchdowns or first downs by having a player line up directly behind the quarterback to push the QB forward. While the play has led to seismic success for the Bills, Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott, who's on the competition committee, is leading a charge to eliminate the play because of potential player safety. Jared Max, Fox News.
God, cry me a river. The Heat extended their winning streak after crushing the Wizards 120-94 from D.C. Bam Adebayo netted 28 points as Miami has now won five straight, and they remain in a play-in spot. The Heat visit the Celtics tomorrow night.
Cry me a river, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing about that.
All right, let me make you feel better. Hey, Mega Millions, tonight, $29 million, $13.3 million. That's your cash option as you head out the door. Drawing at 10 o'clock, as I always say, play wisely and good luck. Boy, I got to tell you, these crazy crime waves with pro football players or pro athletes.
Yeah.
People breaking in because they know that where they are. I mean, they can see them on a TV playing or whatever. But I'm still not sure why they do not protect their property and their house better. I mean, these guys making big bucks could certainly afford an ADT security system or something like that. Anyway, former Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman's house was robbed last Saturday. His wife and kids were held at gunpoint. Dan Springer has the details.
The Saturday night break-in was caught on Sherman's home security camera. It happened at 11:45 p.m. on Sherman's 37th birthday. He was not home at the time. On X, Sherman wrote, "It wasn't what anyone wanted for a birthday gift. Scary situation that my wife handled masterfully and kept my kids safe." Sherman told local Fox affiliate KCPQ that police told him the same trio hit five other homes in the area that night, so this was not thought to be linked to the Chilean group that was breaking into NFL and NBA stars' homes while they were playing a game.
My goodness. And NHL superstar Alex Ovechkin just five goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record as Washington hits the ice today, visiting the Boston Bruins. The Capitals forward scored his 890th career goal during the team's 8-5 loss to the Sabres on Sunday.
All right. Looking down the line here tonight, let's not forget a big night. This not only the election, of course, the polls closing at 7 o'clock, but then right at 7 o'clock, guess what happens? Bands
election.
On the beach.
Oh.
Christy D and Bad Juju. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. 7 o'clock. Be sure and bring the beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home.
All righty.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty. Looking at the roads here. We do have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And some issues developing on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But none of those spots are unfamiliar to us at all. We do have some backups that are worse than usual on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 76. Low of 70.
Okay, 445 News Radio 92.3. Go ahead and rack 0193 for me if you don't mind. Because you did a great job in terms of the local snapshot of the weather. Let me just kind of expand it a bit, take you up about 40,000 feet, look down. Rain continues to pour over parts of the U.S. Fox's Janice Dean has the latest look at your forecast.
A significant life-threatening flash flood event is setting up over the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and Mid-South as heavy rain continues to pour down on some of the same areas. Not only that, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible in some of the same cities. A late-season winter storm is going to bring heavy snow and winds for the Northern Plains and Great Lakes. Critical fire weather danger returns to the Southwest and High Plains with record warm temperatures for the South. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the head of Cinema United calling for movies to stay in theaters longer during his State of the Industry address at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. Cinema United president slash CEO Michael O'Leary said he'd like his studios to keep films in theaters for 45 days. Some studios have their movies stay in theaters for as short as 17 or a month before making them available on digital platforms.
I bet you he's got some kind of investment into candy and soft drinks.
It's like, we got a surplus here that we got to get rid of.
Absolutely. News Radio 92. Hey, thanks for having us on. Great Tuesday afternoon. Let me update you with the road systems. FDOT telling me a 3-month closure of Stacy Road. This is between West Quintet and Coweta Roads underway while crews install a storm drainage system. Traffic's going to be detoured along Highway 95A and Coweta Road. By the way, that road work is expected to take place all the way through July 1st. And also other key resurfacing projects underway this week. Let me just add this in here. I don't think we're going to need weather permitting. Look, because the forecast, as you say, looks pretty darn good for the next few days. Mm-hmm. Look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard from Davis to Baysden Road and on Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane. Lane closures limited to nighttime hours, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
You a milk drinker, Chris?
I am. I love milk.
What's your favorite type? Like, I don't mean like chocolate or strawberry. I mean, like, what's your favorite type of milk, Tim?
2%.
2%. Gotcha. What do you think of whole milk?
I love it.
All right, good.
You talking about vitamin D?
Well, no, I'm not talking about that, actually. But I'm just talking about whole milk in general. Some lawmakers,
well, I love milk.
Some lawmakers are rallying for whole milk in schools. A requirement was instituted back during the Obama administration for skim and low-fat milk in schools to cut kids consuming saturated fat, which can increase risk of heart disease and obesity. However, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called the low-fat milk guideline antiquated, and Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman is co-leading the legislation. So who would have thought we would have party lines blending over whole milk here?
There you go. And while we're kind of navigating the health issue here, about milk and all, let me expand it a little bit. One school lunch item could be making its way back into the cafeteria. And guess what that item will be? Milk.
It was initially seen as a way to cut down on rising obesity rates and reduce saturated fat intake. But research has evolved since then. And the Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing to discuss reversing the ban. Versions of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act are pending in both chambers of Congress, as newer research indicates that the saturated fat in dairy doesn't impact blood pressure or cholesterol like previously thought. Overall, the legislation has received bipartisan support, but some Democrats have expressed hesitation. School nutrition programs are required to meet standards set by the federal dietary guidelines.
And the Supreme Court looks like it may side with Catholic Charities in a case over exempting some religiously affiliated groups from some state taxes. The charity group brought the case arguing that Wisconsin's court had distinguished between groups that teach doctrine and those that do not, like Catholic Charities. The state had denied the group exemption from paying unemployment taxes and says employees will be covered by a church-affiliated entity if the high court rules in its favor.
All right. Average price for gas. Have you noticed? Up about 10 cents over the past week or so.
I did notice that.
Yes. Now, regular unleaded locally on average $3.11 in Escambia County. A low of $2.74 was posted on West Nine Mile Road, $2.85 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at the Raceway Station on Davis here in Pensacola.
All righty. And Washington State University, Wazoo. Researchers have developed a computer model to help predict which animals might be responsible for the next pandemic, allegedly. The model uses AI and initially focused on smallpox and mpox to determine which host traits and virus genetics might be highest in certain animals and regions of the world. They say a proactive approach could focus on those regions to slow or prevent the spread of a new virus. Nearly three-quarters of emerging viruses that infect humans come from animals.
All right, a Cornell University student who is facing a deportation threat. This is due to him taking part in a pro-Palestinian protest, has now left the building. He's left the United States. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Momodou Tal, a British Gambian grad student at Cornell University, is one of almost a dozen international students that the Trump administration has moved to deport because of activities it calls anti-Semitic. Tal was in the U.S. on a student visa and had participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations, including leading a tent protest that demanded Cornell divest from companies they said supported Israel. He released a social media statement on Monday saying he had left the U.S., quote, free and with my head held high. He had not been detained, as other students have, and had asked a federal judge to block the deportation threat against him. On Thursday, a federal judge rejected that request. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Just about 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you. And if there's time, if we're feeling frisky, we may squeeze in a pop culture headline or two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
WeCare Home Hotline, Woody here.
Woody, I need help with this leaky pipe, and fast.
Probably not what they meant when they said water view, eh? Don't worry, WeCare has emergency appointments.
Oh, good. Thanks, Woody.
With highly trained HVAC plumbing and electrical technicians and thousands of positive reviews since 2014, nobody cares like WeCare. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, it's always good hearing Brothers Johnson playing in the background. I have not heard that quite a long
time. Yeah, that was
there.
A deep pull.
Yeah. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and we thank you so much for having us on today. U.S. Roadside Fixture has filed a lawsuit claiming a travel stop is violating their trademark. CJ Papa has the information you need.
This name game turns into a blame game with a rest stop chain. Buc-ee's claims Barc-ee's is stepping all over its trademark. Let's paint the picture. Barc-ee's logo features a curving word style with a brown animal with a red tongue wearing a blue cap on a yellow circle driving a pink convertible car. Buc-ee's trademark is a brown animal with a red hat and a red tongue in a yellow circle, but not driving any type of vehicle. Buc-ee's claims that the use of the name and logos by Home Dog Training LLC, which operated a Barc-ee's travel stop in Marshfield, Missouri, falsely indicates to the purchasing public that they are in some way connected to or sponsored by Buc-ee's. CJ Papa, Fox News.
If your name is similar and your logo is similar, I have to kind of side with Buc-ee's on that one. The Atlanta Federal Reserve cutting its first quarter GDP forecast to a negative 3.7% annual rate. That's down from the Fed's mid-March projection that 2025 would see 1.7% GDP growth. Analysts say the latest GDP now forecast is a troubling sign. The U.S. economy is weakening faster than expected ahead of new White House tariffs.
There's something new that we have to be concerned about when you speak about China. They have revealed plans to now build a commercial supersonic plane. A lot of people are concerned about this one. Grady Trimble has the details.
China's state-owned plane maker, Comac, says the sonic boom from the supersonic C-949, as they're calling it, will make 95% less sound than the Concorde. Flying at Mach 1.6, it'll have more range, 6,800 miles total, and it'll fly around 28 to 48 passengers at a time compared to the Concorde's 100-seat capacity. Right now, this is only a proposal. China has yet to build an actual supersonic plane, unlike here in the United States, where Boom Supersonic became the first private company to develop a plane that flies faster than the speed of sound without the help of a government.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Still got backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, and some developing on North Davis Highway traveling northbound, passing Creighton Road and heading towards I-10. And at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road, got congestion on both streets there. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some patchy fog early, high of 77, low of 70.
Okay, Fox's Jill Nato is reporting in this take a pause on the debate that's got a lot of fur flying. Should dogs be allowed to fly on planes?
Securing America.
Admiral Bill Houston, the director of the Navy's nuclear propulsion program, was a guest of the Navy's SITREP discussion series Monday, where much of the conversation was focused on America's fleet of submarines. Admiral Houston says there's been a big change since the 90s, when no new subs were built for 6 years.
We are right now building more submarines in terms of tonnage than we did at the height of the Cold War. And that mountain of submarines we need to construct is only going up.
Admiral Houston also described why our subs are so important to national security, citing the nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines, SSBNs, as an example.
In less than 1 hour, they can deliver more firepower than was delivered in all of World War II.
The Admiral adding,
if we ever go to combat, it's not going to be a fair fight, and that's just the way I want it, because we do have the best people and the best platforms.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Think you could handle listening to this for nearly 8 hours? A Reddit user said they had to listen to a dog barking all the way on a flight from Paris to Newark. The dog wouldn't quit, so that sparked the debate. Should dogs be allowed on planes?
It's not fair to, like, have dogs in the same space where people might be sensitive to the noise.
Passengers at Newark Liberty International had mixed opinions.
They're not too big and smelly. It's okay, you know.
Some folks recommend drugs like gabapentin to make sure Fido naps on the flight. But if you don't want to medicate your dog, you could try the pheromone calming collar. Either way, talk to your vet before that long trip, or consider leaving Fido home. You can board them, leave them with a pet sitter, or take your chances on this.
No, they're not allowed.
What about a crying baby? What's the difference?
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right, some Beatlemania news at Sony's CinemaCon presentation. Monica DeLuca has the report.
Director Sam Mendes unveiled some details about his four biopics about each of the Beatles. I wanna hold your hand. The Fab Four actors include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. The four projects are planned for an April 2028 release. Mendes described the films, collectively called The Beatles, a four-film cinematic event, as the first bingeable theatrical experience. He added that filming will last a year. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Just want to remind you, the IRS confirms there's more than $1 billion in unclaimed refunds just sitting out there. For Florida, that comes to nearly $61 million in refundable money. Find out if you have any unclaimed money. Just go to fltreasuryhunt.gov. We'll hear from Robert Bender coming up at about 5:12 this afternoon in the voting.
Every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.